So, you know, you've described the 7 weeks. If there was one thing that you had to tell people about the 7 week workshop, what might that be?
That it is a real change from the kind of parenting most of us see around us and the kind of parenting that most of us experienced. And when people first hear about it, they tend to confuse it with permissive parenting. And it's not about permissive parenting at all. It's really about building a foundation of love. And that when people love and care about each other, we naturally want what's good for each other. And that there doesn't have to be, you know, children are always going to be enthusiastic and they're going to have lack of experience and they're going to be children. But some of the behaviors that many parents are struggling with are not what I see as natural children behaviors. They are behaviors that result from hurts that children are carrying and from needs they have that are not being met.
You know, if you go to a bookstore and you walk down and you look at the parenting section, there's hundreds and hundreds of books on the shelves. I mean, you look at these titles and, you know, they all look like they have something to say. How is a parent to tell the difference between what is useful and valuable and what is not?
That's actually a question that I hear a lot in my classes that parents will come and say, "Well, I read this book and it told me to do this, but then I read this book and it told me to do the exact opposite, and I don't know what to do. I don't know which one is right." And what I tell them is to just ask themselves the question, "If I do what this advice is telling me to do, will this strengthen my connection with my child or will it weaken my connection with the child?" And any advice that would create disconnect, that would be coercion, that would weaken our bond is counterproductive advice because our strength of effectiveness with our children lies in that connection.
So this wouldn't simply work with a particular action. This could be a view that you could hold of an entire parenting philosophy if you were exploring.
Absolutely. When parents question, what should I do in this situation? That's the question that we can ask ourselves. Because when we develop a strong bond, two things happen. One is our parenting instincts are stronger if we have a strong bond. And our children's desire to stay in connection with us is stronger. And that's where the strength of the bond comes from. It increases our parenting instincts, so we're more likely to know what to do in a given situation because of our connection with that child. What we would do in a given situation with this child might be different than what we do in a situation with that child because of who they are and how they function in the world. So we need to have that bond with them so that we can respond to them in a way that will best serve them.
I know in relationships, you know, a lot of work people work with counselors and therapists, and there are all these books about relationship. When people talk about relationships that really, really work, at the core of it is this feeling of being known. It sounds like you're talking about that with children too.
Absolutely. Children do need to be known. They need to know that someone sees them, that someone notices them, that someone cares about them. And we can only know them by spending time with them, by sharing experiences with them. But one of the really hard parts of parenting for parents today is both parents working, is the schedule that so many parents are trying to keep up so that if they're away from their children all day, by the time they come back together at night, they're already tired, everybody's hungry, everybody's emotional cup is empty from the stress of being apart all day. And having just those few precious hours in the evening to meet everybody's need, for the parents' need to do the things of life that just, you know, the laundry and packing lunches and baths and stories and trying to eke out a few minutes for themselves. You know, how do we do life in a way now knowing how essential this bond is? How do we do that? And it will be different for every family. There's no one way to do it. There's no prescribed, well, if you're doing connection parenting, then you do this every day. An example of that would be we often hear that the family should sit down to at least one, you know, to dinner together every night. Well, depending on the schedule that family lives or works, it might work that they have breakfast all together every day so that they get that meal together every day because they're all someplace else at dinner time. So parents don't need to think I'm not doing it right because we're not all having dinner together. The point is that the family comes together for a meal. So that's just kind of an example of how we can be creative in meeting the needs that children have to have a sense of family and a sense of belonging and to have their one-on-one time. So one day, one-on-one time might be in the morning because everyone else left early. And another day, it might be in the afternoon because you have a little window between picking up someone and dropping someone else off. So it will mean being creative every day of how we're going to find the time to make that connection every day.